USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday on the Biden administration's withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Ranking member and Idaho Republican Senator James Reich disputes the Biden administration's claim that there was no plan to withdraw troops from Afghanistan under former President Donald Trump's agreement with the Taliban.
In February 2020, agreement was contingent upon the Taliban reducing violence, meeting counterterrorism commitments, and engaging in substantive talks with the Afghan government.
The National Hurricane Center is warning of life-threatening flash flooding across the deep south as Tropical Storm Nicholas moves across the region. 5 to 10 inches of rain predicted for parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida through Thursday. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.